الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. دي سورة زافت سورة لقمان، in which the message was given that there will be a time when the web of the spider will spread huge and far, and the intended prey of that web will be the people of Iman more than the people of Kufr. In Surah Luqman, indication was made how a father, at a time when he senses harm and danger, he himself has to be blessed with the quality of wisdom, hikmah, tolerance. And with great love he has to speak to his children and somehow or the other make them understand that what they are finding in front of them, a system of life that's not the best life, a character which they are learning that is not the best. The beginning of Surah Luqman was making indication, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, there will be people who purchase the items of amusements, the result of which is it takes man off the path. Every parent was given an indication to see what they will buy for their children. From the time the child is just brought into this world, as he grows bigger, for that parent to have that worry and fikr, there is a couple of years where the child will listen to the parent. Whatever the parent buys, the child will utilize. Then comes the time of the child's life where he wants something himself. At that time, like Luqman radiallahu anhu, with great wisdom and affection, how he would speak to his child, how he would speak to him about the greatness of Allah, about nothing can be hidden from Almighty Allah. You can be in your room and you could have written on the door, private, I want my privacy, my mother must not enter. But if that lesson could be given to the child, that you cannot hide away from Almighty Allah. Wherever you are, whatever you have done, Allah will bring it front. And a lesson different how the world behaves, that every person for himself. But the child to be taught that those that are elder than you deserve a great amount of respect. The highest level of respect is for your parents. And the highest of highest is for the Zat of Almighty Allah. With these advices, a father now will tolerate, he will make sabr. He will see difficult times sometimes in his house. A mother with dua, a mother with sabr. Somehow or the other, they will make an effort to keep that child onto the sirat, to prevent him from falling over. This will continue until the day comes where the victory which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised to this ummah, that day will come. After Surah Luqman comes the next surah, a very short surah which is known as Surah As-Sajda, which is recited many a time in the Fajr Salah on a Friday. In the surah, indication is made, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. That there will be those selected servants of Almighty Allah. إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين. That they are those people, whenever they hear the verses, when they hear ayat of Quran, إذا ذكروا, when they are reminded by it, then they accept it wholeheartedly. Pride does not grab them. This is a verse of sajda, because of which the translation is being made one time. After this lesson, everyone should fall in sajda, at least become part of this verse, practicing on what Allah Tabarak Tala gave as a certificate for the people who believe in the verses of Quran. إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا, when they will be reminded by with it, it will either be the father and the mother speaking to the child, or it will be the child taking the lesson from his mother and father. There will be those that are deaf. No matter how much the father tries to say to his child, it was like how every Nabi had tried to say to his people. He tried to show them the haqq, but there were some people who could not see it. It will definitely not be every child who's going to understand what his father and mother are trying to say. The job of every parent, however, is to give a message. Deen cannot be forced down anyone's throat. The people of Iman are those that when they will be reminded of the verses of Quran, it will be the parents, it will be the children. Kharru sujjadan. They accepted it wholeheartedly. They fall in sajda. وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are ready to make the tasbih of Almighty Allah, to say that no matter how difficult this is, but if this is what my Allah wants, I will make sabr. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Pride does not overtake them. فَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Everyone loves to have a lovely sleep at night. But these people are found that when all others are sleeping, then they are far from the bed. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Calling out to Almighty Allah. One is in fear. One is in fear of Almighty Allah. One is in fear regarding conditions around, that I or my child must not fall off this path and fall into kufr. وَطَمَعًا. At the same time having great hope. Having great hope in Almighty Allah, Allah will forgive me. And giving her great hope that as long as the help of Allah is with me, no matter what fitna, the worst of evil can come around me, as long as my Allah is with me, nothing is going to harm. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They continue spending in the path of Allah what we have given them. Times might become more difficult. A man might see the business is not giving what it was giving last month, last year. But he will still continue spending. If he can now not give 1,000 rand, he will still give something. It might be 100, but he will never stop. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Almighty Allah says, no person will ever understand. He will never be able to believe what has been hidden for him by Almighty Allah. Things which will make his eye cool. Things which will be a pleasure to the heart. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This is not the world where you must look for your reward. This is a world of amal. The reward for it is such, Almighty Allah does not even expose it to the one doing the action in this world. It is like a surprise check that the boss says to the worker, I cannot tell you what it is. You will not be able to believe it. You will not be able to understand it. However, there was a very unique indication in this verse, coming in the surah, coming after what was mentioned, the advice of Luqman radiallahu anhu to his son, coming after Surah Al-Ankabut, the web of the spider, is as we come closer and we come more deeper into the era of fitna, the demand of parents and the demand of children to try to become again habitual of a salah which is known as tahajjud. The salah has left the life of many Muslims, whereas at one time in the Islamic world, it was regarded as the asal. If a person came to study and he was found not reading tahajjud salah, the muhaddis would say, what am I going to teach you if there is no tahajjud in your life? For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is accepted by the ulama that where the hukam was removed from the ummah, at the beginning everyone was reading. Almighty Allah made it easy afterwards, the targhib was given. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kept it upon himself, as though it was wajib, compulsory upon him till the ending. He would never miss out the salah. And he made indication to people who once upon a time used to read the salah. He said, لا تكن مثل فلان. Do not let it be that you become like so and so. كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. There was a time when he was performing a salah at night. And then for some reason he just left it. The tahajjud does not necessitate demand that a person must wake up late in the night. That is the best and the highest level of the tahajjud. But it does not demand that. The meaning of the tahajjud is from the word hujud. Hujud means ta'khirun naum. That any level of delaying one's sleep will be called the tahajjud. Delaying one's sleep means after the Isha Salah, a person can immediately get into his bed. If he just adds an extra 2 rakats nafal, that 2 rakats nafal, while he was still on the musalla, delayed him going to his bed. It will also be called a salah of qiyamul layl, standing during the night, a salah of tahajjud. It is this salah that draws towards man great nur, great atharat, great inspiration, great power. Where Almighty Allah has discussed the salah in many parts of the Quran. It was discussed as a sign of wa ibadur rahman, the selected servants of Almighty Allah, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. At night you will find them in sajda, or standing in front of Almighty Allah. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the salah was mentioned. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. And at the night, delay your sleep. This is extra for you. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. It will be with the salah that your Rabb, your Lord will take you to a very elevated position, to a very high spot. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the asarat of the salah in many ways. This is a salah that draws protection of Almighty Allah, that pushes away evil from a person. Everyone complains today. The young child also complains that I got certain desires, certain feelings, certain cravings, and I can't get rid of this year. When a person becomes habitual of the salah, it can be 2 rakats, it can be 4 rakats. A man can read the salah while sitting also. If he is finding it too difficult to stand, he can read it as 2 and 2. If he wants to, he can join all 4 in one salam and he can read it. Just to get some salah at night, especially because of the time we are coming, when every person is looking for a double shield. When the times are difficult and you know a storm is coming, in the past in front of those windows, the windows of shops, they had their shutters. They would draw down the shutters, understanding when the stones are going to start being thrown, my window must not break. We can see in front of us that the days are coming, which for the people of Iman will not be the easiest of days. It is with the salah that comes back into a person's life, that tajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i. It creates within a person to accept the ayat of Almighty Allah, to take inspiration, idha dhukkiru biha, that whenever he is reminded of any ayat of Quran, immediately he accepts it. Kharru sujjadan, he falls immediately in sajda. These are the people of Iman. It is this individual that Almighty Allah has kept hidden from him things that he can never imagine. But what has been hidden from his eye, Almighty Allah in this world already allows a window to open up onto his heart. And he starts experiencing the thrills of Jannat, of Jannatul Firdaus, of the paradises that Allah has kept for him. For this person to walk through difficulty, while other people around him will not understand, how is he managing what we cannot manage? He has opened onto his heart one of the windows that are going into his Jannah. From that breeze of paradise when he's enjoying, it is only natural that somehow or the other, this person will manage to walk. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. On this Almighty Allah asked the question, that the one who is a mu'min, who is a true believer, كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا, can he ever be like the one who is a transgressor, the one who is evil? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ, indeed the two of them can never be equal. The one who comes onto the musalla and does extra, his heart will be completely different from the one who cannot come onto the musalla. One turns away from the house of Almighty Allah, one turns away from the commands of Almighty Allah, one hears the Quran and does not want to hear. One is warned by his parents but does not want to listen. He could be a person with Iman, but he will find the days coming very difficult. He will find in the protection of his own house, of his own room, where no addict, no drug addict is coming knocking at his door. No one is coming to force him to look at a filthy thing. He's alone in his room, but he will find himself helpless in front of his nafs. He can't stop his nafs also putting on a screen, pressing a certain button. No matter how bad he feels about it, he says, I'm helpless. And then there's another person, a man of Iman. He walks through the fitan. He has to go into the malls. He goes through the bazaars, the shops. Daily in front of him some haram comes. But because he has been blessed with a heart that has a window opened up for him, which is allowing the breeze of his paradise to enter, whenever haram comes in front, he thinks of something. That this world and the next world are like two wives. You call it dharratan, co-wives. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you'll have to choose. You will make one happy, the other is going to get sad, get unhappy. You must decide who you want to make happy. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave mashwara to the world. He said, choose to make that one happy which is going to remain forever over that one that's going to disappear very, very soon. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Can the believer, can the person who got that unique level of Iman, and we explained in Surah Al-Mu'minun, where Almighty Allah said to become, to get that certificate of Iman, it is with Salah. Khushu in Salah, worrying of the times of salah, a little extra salah coming in a person's life. كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. How can they be equal? In this world, their hearts will be completely different. And as for the year after, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for the people of Iman and good actions, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. We have placed their place of refuge is paradise. In this world, they will enjoy from the breeze of paradise. In the grave, they will enjoy the window opening. They will see into their paradise. And then in Jannah, it is Jannah and Jannah. نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. This has been prepared for them because of the actions that they would do. As a mother looks out of her window and she sees her young sons obediently plowing the land, it is extremely hot. She sees perspiration running down their cheeks. The mother sees their difficulty, and while looking at the difficulty in appreciation, the mother starts baking something. She wasn't thinking of baking that. That was baked solely on account of what she saw them going through. When they will enter in the house, she will present that milk. She will present something she just made. She will say, Nuzulan, this I have just prepared on account of the actions that you were doing. It's a unique verse of this year that as man goes through difficulty in his life, in this life there will be many tests for the people of Iman. But he must understand, not an ah, not a single groan of his is not heard by Almighty Allah. Every perspiration, every drop, every pain, every worry, every groan, every waswasa, every fear, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala hears and is aware of every single thing. And for everyone, nuzulan, something is being prepared for him. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا. As for the one who wants to transgress, where is he going to go? فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. The only cave he will find. مَأْوَى is a place where you run away when you got a problem. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, where is he going to run? فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. The only place he will manage to run, looking for refuge, will be the fire itself. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. Whenever he will desire, can I somehow get out of this fire? أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. He will be put back in the fire. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. It will be said to him, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Now is the time to taste the punishment of that fire. الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Which once upon a time you used to mock at, you used to laugh at. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Almighty Allah says, in this world, to save man from being punished in the year after, indeed we will continue allowing man to taste from a small punishment. The difficulties that we go through in our life, it's going to be a reason for elevation of a man's status, to take him closer and closer to Jannah. But another purpose of every difficulty that we go through, Almighty Allah says, we will let man taste a very small punishment. The small difficulty in this world must be understood to be a sample of a very big difficulty. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. There is a hope in this that many people will realize, what am I doing? When that person is living a free life, he does not care about the masjid, he does not care about the Quran, he does not care about deen. The adhan is in his ear every day. When there was no laws, when there was no lockdown, when no one was stopping that feet to move towards the masjid, that individual who never ever paid attention to that adhan, we are going through a few days of difficulty. This is also like a small adab. It is also from Almighty Allah to make man taste. If a person in this time feels really bad, and he makes a tawbah, that, oh Allah, let this restriction be lifted, and I will never remain far from the masjid after that. It will become my beginning and the end of my life. When difficulty comes in a man, when he cannot walk, that is a small punishment. That he cannot stand up nicely, it is a reminder that on the day of Qiyamah, when certain people will try to stand in front of Almighty Allah, they will not be allowed to. It will be said, when we were asked in the world to go in sajda, you were not ready to move your back. When sicknesses come in this world, at one place where it removes the sins of an individual and it raises his ranks in front of Almighty Allah, it comes with its reminder also that, O servant of Allah, when you cannot manage the small difficulty, you are not going to manage the big difficulties. When you cannot manage the mosquito that is making his buzz, it is taking one bite, a little blood from you, but the whole night it is keeping you in parishani. You're just looking for something with which to swat it. You're searching around the whole time. If you cannot manage one small mosquito, you are not going to manage the things that are going to be entering your grave. You will not manage things you will see on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, in the kindness of Almighty Allah, Allah Tawarukala brings upon man difficulties. These difficulties are all a sample. Where we see the thrills of the world, many a person looks at the thrill and he forgets the thrill is a sample of Jannah. You see, wealth in this world, it was never meant to take man away from paradise. Wealth was to say to man, if it can do so much for you here, it's going to do much more for you there. It's a sample of paradise. When man sees anything in this world which is lovely, it was not meant to make him blind from his Jannah. It was meant to make him aware of his paradise. And when man sees difficulties in this world, it was never meant to make him angry with Almighty Allah, upset with Allah, to put him in a depression. At the moment the world is going through some difficult days, many businesses have closed or on the brink of closing. Many person has perhaps lost a job or there's a chance he has lost a job. Many person will find it's very difficult. Lifestyles have to change. Allah Tawarukala help every believer through these difficult days. And as we mentioned, after this lockdown and all the laws removed of the lockdown, the people of Iman, their Iman will also be tested to a great extent during these difficult days. Allah Tawarukala make it very easy for everyone. But take so much of lesson, and this will open up our future, that if we cannot manage a few days of difficulty, if we cannot manage a small cut in our livelihood, in our sustenance, if we cannot manage a small punishment difficulty, we are all not going to manage the bigger ones. As we are wishing for afiyat here, for ease here, we must continue making an effort for ease there. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ Almighty Allah says, now who can be a greater oppressor than the one who is reminded of the signs of his Rabb? Meaning ayat of Quran are read to him. This verse is read to him. It is told to him, look at this difficulty with that eye. Look at the thrills with the eye, that it's all a sample. In every good thing, see Jannah and say, must I lose my Jannah? No one dies for the sample. When the man comes to sell material and he puts that sample in front, no matter how wonderful it feels, you take it home to show your family and the family will say, what then? They all hold on, no one will hold on to the sample. Rather, they will say, order it. As for that sample, it will get left there and there. Neither will the man worry about preserving it. Neither will the man who gave him the sample worry of getting it back. The sample was never important. It was meant as a sample to something better. When the woman of the house says, order it, in a similar manner, whatever enjoyment we see around us, it is but a sample. Every time we see it, we must order it in paradise. Make a dua at that time. Make the dua, O Allah, I ask you for Jannatul Firdaus. And whenever we see a difficulty, to such an extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, on a very cold day, a person just says, La ilaha illallah. The Arabs would use this when they were like in shock, amazement. And then he says, how cold it is today. And the third is, he says, O Allah, save me from the icy punishment of Zamharir, Jahannam. One place of Jahannam is ice. That ice will be punishing, burning ice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on a very hot day, an individual says, La ilaha illallah. In amazement, he says. And then he says, how hot it is today, that we all say. And then he says, O Allah, save me from the punishment of the fire. He sees the sample in this world and it makes him realize the real thing coming after. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that one sentence of his has such a ripple effect. It reaches the arsh of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah, taking this individual's name, speaks to Jahannam and says, have you heard my servant asking me to protect him from you? I make you witness, O Jahannam, that the servant of mine has been protected. May Allah tabarak ta'ala, now also all of us make this one dua. Either we're feeling hot, or we're feeling cold, or we have been reminded through the ayat of Quran that the difficulties I'm going through, which we are now presently going through, one, being locked. Thinking of our lockdown, just make this dua in the heart that, O Allah, when I cannot manage a few days of being locked up here, I will not manage being locked up there. O Allah, I ask you for freedom here. I ask you for freedom on that day. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ Who can be a bigger oppressor than the one who is reminded with the ayat of his Rabb? ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا Still he turns away. Still he shows I'm not bothered, not concerned. إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ Almighty Allah says, what else will you call this person but a criminal? Indeed, we will take our revenge from the criminals. This is Surah Sajda, that during this difficult days, there will be a Luqman for every person. Luqman will be the father and the mother for the child. Luqman will be the sheikh for the murid. Luqman will be the ustad for the student. Luqman will be a friend to a friend. It will be a brother knocking at the door and inviting you. There will be a Luqman for every person. Someone with wisdom, with tolerance, with patience, who will come to every person and say, I have come with a message that you must see Almighty Allah and you must pull away from shirk. There will be those people who will open their ear. They will give a hearing ear to the advice of their Luqman, the Luqman of their era, the Luqman of their time, the alim who's giving the Jummah bayan, the person who's giving the majlis, the person who's giving a few words of advice. They will listen, they will open their ear. They will be the people who Surah Sajda speaks about. Innama, that those people who believe in Almighty Allah, they believe in the signs of Almighty Allah. When they are reminded, they don't fall blind. They don't turn their eye. They don't turn their back. They accept it immediately and fall in sajda. As for those people who are blind, no matter what we give them, even small punishments, which were meant difficulties, which were meant as a sample, where it was supposed to take them now closer to Almighty Allah, we find when difficulties come in their life, they go further and further away from Almighty Allah. They start blaming Almighty Allah, shouting at Almighty Allah, criticizing Almighty Allah, hating Almighty Allah. None of that is going to help. This world is nothing but a sample. The one whose eye will open, he will be regarded as a servant of Almighty Allah. The one who will keep his eyes shut in the eyes of Allah, he will be regarded as a criminal. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us all from being criminals in his court. Surah Sajda was to show, make yourself of the people of Sajda, especially at the time of Tahajjud. With that Tahajjud, your road will always open up to the advices of Almighty Allah. You will take inspiration when inspiration is given. You will be protected from all fitan. The end of the surah then comes, which will then go into Suratul Ahzab. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Now everyone is waiting for the people of Iman. They have advised their children. They have been given advice, one giving advice to the other. And then there are those that are not bothered of listening. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا That can the believer, can the one who listens ever be like the one who transgressed? They can never be the same. There will be both parties. The one party will continue with patience, but every now and then they will ask this question, مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ But when is the victory going to come? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are indeed truthful. The kuffar would say it like this. As for the believers, they would know it's the truth definitely. But their hearts also, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ In another verse of Quran it comes. They will ask, when is it going to happen? Every person is waiting for a victory. For the kuffar, Almighty Allah gives the answer, قُلْ Say to them, يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ On the day when victory will come, on that day iman for the people of kufr, it's not going to help them. They will die on the battlefield in kufr. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْذَرُونَ On that day they will not be given a chance. When that sword is on the neck, it's going to slit through the throat. At that time that man is not going to get the chance for the kalima. Why is he waiting for it? فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ So turn away from them. وَانْتَظِرْ And continue waiting for the help of Allah. إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَظِرُونَ Indeed, they are also waiting, meaning it is definitely coming. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Almighty Allah now explains, and He will take us through the cause of what we understand. When the armies, it happened in the past, but from every verse of Quran, we take lessons of the future. When the world will gather against the Muslim Ummah, they have already gathered in many ways, but one final gathering will take place in the time of Sayyidina Al-Mahdi. In Surah Al-Ahzab, a lot of indication is made. It happened in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was the final battle of Medina Munawwara, after which Islam was not going to remain maghloob, was not going to remain under. It was going to become a standing faith, a ghalib faith, an overpowering, a dominant faith and madhab. There will be a final battle, which is called the Battle of Sayyiduna al-Mahdi. And again, Islam will become dominant over all other faiths. In Surah Al-Ahzab, inshallah, tomorrow we will continue taking lessons from the surah. The lesson that we have taken today, the name of the surah is As-Sajda. We mentioned, we read a verse which demands that every one of us must make the sajda. So when this completes, every person falls in sajda. Just with that one sajda, it will bring us already in that certificate that Almighty Allah said, indeed, these are the people who got iman. That when they are reminded, they fall immediately in sajda. They take the message. Surah Sajda has given us a message that when the advice of Luqman will reach us, and advice reaches every day, then take it open, with an open heart, take it happily. Do not worry about the errors, the fitan around you, and do not run towards the attractions and feel that this advice is going to make me suffer. This world is a few days. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, nuzulan. For every action that man does, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is preparing something as a reward. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it. And on every step of the way, we are able to do those things that bring upon us the divine happiness of Almighty Allah. Allah save us from ever making those errors that bring upon us the divine anger of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us amongst the people who are the people who believe. When we are reminded with the verses of Allah, we accept it immediately. We fall in sajda. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala never allow us to become from amongst the criminals. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.